Call to order the regular Board of Directors meeting for the Ottawa Water District, January 21st, 6 p.m. Roll call.
Director Olson.
Here.
Director Davis.
Here.
Director Creeper.
Here.
Sorry, Vice President.
It's okay.
President Shelley.
Here.
Wendy Harsha.
I have a letter from Director Harsha. Dated January 21st, 2026. To whom it may concern, as of the above referenced date, I will no longer be eligible to serve on the Board of Ottawa Water District. Thank you for the experience. Best regards, Wendy Harsha. With that letter, we have this notice that please take notice that a vacancy exists on the Board of Directors of the Ottawa Water District, a public agency as of January 21st, 2026. The Board of Directors will use the appointment process to fill the vacancy. And then it goes on to list all the requirements that we have. We have a copy of this for David if you'd like it. And so we will be doing interviews for candidates that submit letters of interest on February 18th at 6 p.m., which is our regular scheduled board meeting. So that notice will be published on our website and will be posted in the appropriate places. And we appreciate everything that Director Harsha did. She was a fine board member. We really appreciated her. But she no longer can serve at this time, so we wish her well in her future endeavors. We'll go on with public comments. Are there any public comments? No? Good. Oh, go ahead.
At some point, I'm going to do a bunch of questions on the Pinecrest House, but maybe where that's appropriate. There are usually several places in the meeting for public questions and comments,
sorry. Just a second. Let me see where I'd like to put you.
You work this. You're the president. You're supposed to preside.
We will take all of those questions after item number four.
Okay.
All right.
Do you have a comment?
Consent calendar. The minutes. Any comments on the minutes?
No.
Any comments on the minutes?
No.
Okay. Any comments on the financials?
Yes, I want to continue to congratulate the entire district because we are once again for the month under budget on expenses. And that's fantastic. So good job.
Thank you. Any other comments?
And especially great on the lock and slippage. Excellent job there.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that one.
Excellent job of putting the slippage rate at a reasonable level.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Water loss?
Mm-hmm. Unaccounted for revenue, or non-revenue water.
6%, it's pretty darn good.
Yeah. Jessica?
No,
okay. And I believe operations would be?
That would be the 6% that I was
going
to be excited about.
Okay. And that was what you were referring to?
Thank you.
Do you have anything else? Yeah. Okay. Any public comment on the operations or other consent calendar? No? I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes. 4-0. All right. We'll go to the general manager report.
All right. So we'll start off with the MHI study. They had to go out for a third round of surveys just because we didn't get the numbers they were wanting. I know that we were close somewhere around, I want to say 170, somewhere in that number or that range. So she wants us at around 200. So it takes a good 2 to 3 weeks to get all the surveys coming in and stragglers coming in. And we also, here at the office, put out some emails to try to push people to fill out these surveys. So I'm gonna reach out to them and this week and see where they're at, and hopefully we will have a good turnout. We did get a letter back from the school. Their numbers, as far as disadvantaged children in the school was at 73%. So that's a good number in our for us and for the survey. So that will go out to the folks that are doing the survey. Working with the Water Resource Control Board with in Sacramento, they're doing our funding, working on funding for grant funding, and then also we're moving forward with a low interest loan. Because I was just talking about the second home ownership, we needed to be at 40 or 50% or below. They did a third survey, which put us at 48%. So we came under, and right now their monies, their allocations have already been spent. So they already allocated the grant money to the lower disadvantaged communities below us. But what they're doing is we're currently filling out, in the process of filling out a application form for the second, or for the low interest loan. And they're gonna put us up on a priority list. On that priority list will be one of the first to get the money when it's available for this low interest loan. They also told me, and it's not guaranteed, but down the road as grant money becomes available, they would try to get us grant money to help supplement the low interest loan. So these are all things in the works right now, but we want to continue to move forward with our sewer plant project. I also got back in contact with DUDAC, Mike Metz. I spoke with him. He's on board to continue the project. I have a meeting with him February 5th and with his and one of his engineers. So we're going to go over the 30% design and get us to 100%. So all these things are working together right now, and we'll see where we end up. But yeah, we're going to try to hit this hard and hit it fast.
Quick question.
Sure.
What's the definition of a low-interest loan?
Definition. So right now, with the Resource Control Board, it's 2.1%.
Thank you.
Yeah, and most likely, I'd like to emphasize with Mr. Bell, we're moving with the loan, but they give us a promising down the road to give us a loan forgiveness for some of the amount. And we're going to bring it to the board the estimate for February 5th. So after we meet with the DUDAC, about the 70%, how much is he going to charge us? Because as you know, we have 30% right now from CRWA. So most likely, Bill will go to ask them about estimate how much they going, and we'll bring it to the board to approve it, because he promised he will finish it within 3 to 6 months.
Can I ask some things about this one so far?
Sure, yes.
So can we wait, please, until it gets done? Because sometimes we start to get into things that are later on in the report. So if he could finish his report completely and then get to that, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. So there's been a request in the past for a programmable multicolor LED screen that we're going to put outside the building. I was able to purchase one, and it should be here tomorrow, is what I was told. So once we have that in hand, we'll start to install it and be able to program and just let people know what's going on within the district and our employees and things to that nature. The Strawberry Creek diversion is performing excellent. Because of the recent storms, we're still continuing to get a lot of water down the creek, which is enabling us to pump water up to the lake. So that's still running strong. We're running it as much as we can to help supplement the lake, which was pretty darn low this season after summer. We're continuing to work on our GIS system that we recently purchased. And staff is continuing to update and put in data on a daily basis. And this last month, we replaced 42 meter registers. We've been, on average, getting over 100 misses after collecting all the data. After replacing those 42 meters, the number went down to 71%. So that's a big number. That's a big change in what we have been getting. So we're happy with that. These meter registers are under warranty. So as we pull the old ones out, we send them in, they replace them, and then we go out and replace the ones that are not reading. So our numbers are going down. Between the registers and the new meter lids we got with the antennas. So that's all I have on my report. I have some quick photos of what staff has done lately. This is up going to our Wildwood reservoir. That road is a gnarly road, and so they were replacing, fixing some culverts and filling in some trenches that you couldn't even pass by. So they've been working on that, getting some drainage in the bad areas. This is our aeration building. These are the guys cleaning out the aeration tanks. Over time, we get the iron and manganese that builds up inside of them. This system pushes air bubbles through those vessels, aerates the water, it raises the pH, but it also helps suspend the iron and manganese so we can filter it out. So these have to be cleaned on probably minimum twice a month, or twice a year. Sorry. This is a sewer line that they're trying to expose. We had to put in a lateral for a customer. So this is a diversion. There's not much water in that photo, but anyways, they were installing a sewer lateral into the sewer system. This is water being pumped into the lake from the diversion. And this guy, they noticed up at the lake, we have our own eagle.
At Foster?
At Foster, yeah, Lake.
Very cool.
Yeah. And they also videoed him in the lake, taking a bath, running around, just playing. It was pretty cool. So that was cool to see.
Say, don't call CBS. Yeah.
I was going to see if we can put that camera up there, like down there.
Mr. Olson, any questions?
No.
Mr. Davis? Vice Sergeant Prefer?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Jordan?
So I think the reading it made a little more sense. So there's another element. We've been hearing about the median household income thing. We had to get down below a certain percent of the state average income.
Yes.
For your. Now we're also seeing there's a requirement about home ownership, which is 50% less ratio. Or less ratio for secondary home ownership that a lot of people have vacation homes. And obviously, you don't give a lot of benefits to something to serve people with your vacation cabins, where if it's families living there, and that's an important part of it.
Correct.
And again, you wouldn't be able to ask income for those secondary owners if they're not
residents. If they're not residents.
If they live somewhere else, not residents, right? So that's another, yeah. And so we're close on that, but we're under the.
We passed.
We passed by the skin of our teeth.
By the skin, yeah, I got that. I think that, reading it cleared it up. Thank you.
Okay. Also, when we said we got a good response from the school, because it's a good representation that we are in need of assistance. So that's why we use the word good. It's a representation of the need. And I'm supposed to give a shout out to the school registrar attendance secretary because she was instrumental in getting that to the right person. And so, Leslie.
It's good to know people.
Yeah. Yes. It's good to know people. She did a great job at
that's
getting
why
us.
Shelley is her name.
Oh, that's right. That's who it is. You're correct. It's amazing. How did you figure that out?
You know how to spell that, Shelley, right? Yeah.
So okay. that was said in the open meeting. Everybody heard that? Okay, good.
Schools have a lot of data like that. They have all kinds of data about.
Oh, yeah, and there was some acronyms in there that few people recognize, which means it was a really good report. Yeah.
But clearly the state actually appreciate because they ask they need some organization inside the city to support their request. So
right.
Thank you really for Ms. Leslie. Yeah,
yes.
Thank you.
Really. Yes, absolutely. Okay. If there's no more questions on the manager's report?
No.
Excellent. We'll move into action item number 3. The Idyllwild Water District has received official approval for the Special District Leadership Foundation Transparency Certificate of Excellence, recognizing the district's commitment to open government, accountability, and accessibility. A representative from SDLF will attend the meeting to present the certificate, which the board will receive and accept. Turn the time over to Mr. Chris Palmer, Special District Leadership Foundation.
Great, thank you so much. Well, good evening. Thank you for having me here tonight. My name is Chris Palmer. I'm the Senior Public Affairs Field Coordinator for CSDA. But tonight I'm wearing my Special District Leadership Foundation hat to honor Idyllwild Water District and earning your District Transparency Certificate of Excellence. So for those of you who may not be aware, the Special District Leadership Foundation is CSDA's 501c3 nonprofit arm dedicated to promoting excellence in special districts through recognition programs such as this to highlight and focus and really brag about all the great work that special districts are doing. So this program, the Transparency, was created in 2013 as an effort to promote transparency in the operations and governance of special districts to the public and to provide special districts an opportunity to showcase their efforts in transparency. So to earn this, there are a lot of hoops. I'm sure everyone, the whole staff, did a lot of work. It's quite the application we go through. So kudos to staff and whoever organized all of that. I'm sure it was a team effort, because there's a lot of stuff.
He's a master here for us. He forced us to take all the training.
Someone had to wrangle all you up and get all that information.
He's the only one collecting the paper. What is your training? AB123, what is your training?
Because it's very specific, as I'm sure you know. So kudos to you on putting all that together and making it happen. Because there's three basic main subject areas to get this certificate. One, your basic transparency requirements, which include all the board members take your ethics training. You also file your state controller special district financial transactions and compensation report on time, right? You have met all the website requirements, which include, and I looked at it today, and it's really, everything is on there. You even have a transparency icon, which is fantastic. You know, obviously you have the board meetings, you have the board members on there, you have your audits, your current budget. So you have all those things. And then also the outreach requirements. I did notice that you had a student essay and poster contest, is that correct, recently?
Yeah.
Which I think is really, really cool. I think the kids love that stuff. So things like that, you're really out in the district, out with your constituents, you welcome them here. I will share a little, I'm not a math major, but there are 2,000 independent special districts in the state. Only 138 have this Transparency Certificate of Excellence. So that puts you in the top 7% of the special districts statewide. So quite an accomplishment for all of you to do this. Let's see, what else do I have here? So why is transparency important? I don't think I need to explain it to you, but the public has a right to access and to open government. Special districts, regardless of size, type, are public agencies that use public money to provide public services. Transparency allows for accountability. And at the end of the day, the district's business is the people's business. And you guys are very forthright. Everything is out there. You have nothing to hide. And you welcome the community input with all your customers. It makes it really special. So, earning the certificate means you're committed to transparency. You demonstrated your tangible acknowledgement of the importance of transparency. You obviously completed the entire checklist of everything, and it just shows your commitment to being open and accessible to the public. So on behalf of the board and staff of the Special District Leadership Foundation, it's my pleasure to present the District Transparency Certificate of Excellence to, you have a sticker too, so I'll give that to you. To the Idyllwild Water District, in recognition of your efforts to promote transparency, the operations and governance of your district. So congratulations to all of you.
Thank you.
You should go get a picture and get and accepted.
Please.
I make a motion that you do that.
He's the president, so he's got to do this stuff, right? Everybody go right here?
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
Transparent smile, so.
You good? I think I have one more.
Anything you do.
Thank you.
Great, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You get to keep that.
Excellent. Thank you.
I got to do that one too.
I'll let you guys.
Yes.
Temporary.
We have a moment.
I can't do it forever.
I said by email or take it.
Only temporarily?
By email or take it.
Oh, you can send me an email with a digital file.
Okay,
Yeah.
Perfect.
That way we'll put it on our social media channels. That,
thank you.
We have a SDLF
yes,
Facebook page, so we want to put you guys on there. And then if you have any questions about requirements, any specifics.
So for the next 3 years, we've got
it. Yeah, they got a list.
Maybe we'll have to redo it after that.
I've seen the list of what type.
I think it's because we wouldn't be current anymore.
There's a number of ways.
We have new board members. We have new staff. We have new. So it's not like
not necessarily some different perpetuity.
Bigger districts.
It seems odd that we're getting this for the future.
Well, so we're in compliance now. We
have
that compliance
every 3 years.
Every 3 years, yeah.
All right. Yeah, once again, thank you to everyone, and Tyler, especially, that helped out with that. A lot of effort, a lot of work had to go into it, so we appreciate that. My understanding was the packet was almost 300 pages that we had to tear on the end. And so it was all done, and we're very happy that that was completed. We have been trying to do all the requirements for several years, and this was the team that finally was able to do it, so we're very pleased with that.
There is a president ask a lot of times since he's been here, twice in the term, and he asked, we need to get this certification, Bush, and I really appreciate Tyler, the one who organized everything for us. Thank you.
Yes, congratulations, because it is a lot of work.
Yeah, a lot.
I think it's important for your customers.
She Bush for the board member, because some of them are busy all working. So thank you, and the manager and me, like everybody.
A lot
of work.
Thank you.
Website?
Yes.
And the picture.
On the window, on the website, and on the new.
Yeah, that's a sticker for your
new board, yeah.
I'm
lights.
Lights.
I'm going to swing by tomorrow, make sure.
All right, well, unless there's any public comment, we'll move on to item number four. Item number four, the board of directors will consider electing a president and vice president for the 2026 calendar year. We'll turn the time over to the board secretary.
That was a good look.
You'll you'll entertain a motion. There you go.
Yes.
I will entertain a motion. Can you start with Vice President?
To nominate.
You can start whichever way you like.
Okay. Let's start with the Vice President. I will entertain a motion to elect.
To nominate?
To nominate.
Nominate.
To nominate a Vice President for the year 2026.
I would nominate Jessica.
I'll
second
that.
Thank you.
Mitch?
No.
That's it.
Any other nominations?
No, any other? I haven't done this before.
I know, that's why they helped me.
I like this. Any other nominations? No?
All
okay.
Mine?
Then can I entertain a motion?
No, you'll call for a vote.
Oh,
call for a
vote. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll call for a vote and to nominate
Ms. Jessica.
Elect, thank you. Elect Jessica for the vice president.
I vote yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
No. No, I'm kidding.
That is weird to vote for. Yes, I would.
I'm going to abstain
from that. Thank
yeah,
you.
Abstain.
Thank you.
So we'll both stand this. Okay, now I will entertain the motion to nominate a president for the year 2026.
I nominate Dr. Shevin.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Are there any other nominations? No? Okay, I'll entertain a vote.
I vote for Dr. Shelley.
I'll say yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And I'll abstain.
Okay.
So Jessica's a second in the vote. So she votes second and third. Like Mr. Olson first and Jessica number two. Mr. Mitch, number three. for election.
Everybody voted yes. Three,
yeah, voted
three,
yes.
Zero.
Three yeses.
3-1.
3-0-1.
3-0-1. It appears that the voting has been unanimous, and we have a president and vice president for the 2026 year. It will remain the same. Thank you so much.
Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You can hit me later, Jeff.
And when are our next elections, and who's up for election?
So, Mr. Olson and Mr. Davis will be elected in November 2026.
And this spot?
Yeah, and this seat, Mr. President, open for 30 days to apply by February 17. Anybody interested to send an email from Mr. President?
Right, but this
yes.
seat will also
yes.
be up for election in
yes.
November.
Yes.
Yeah. Be, even though they're appointed,
yeah.
they'll serve until that November
yeah.
election. If anybody runs against them, the person that runs against them could out
yeah.
vote them for that seat.
Yes. Yeah.
Or this seat, or that seat.
Correct.
But when they elect, they will complete only also 2 years, which is a term, because they need to go with Dr. Shelley and Mrs. Jessica
right.
until 2028. So this chair will be almost short until
oh,
go.
Oh, still will stay short? You know?
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
So they go for the election for 6 months, and after that they go for with Mrs. Jessica and Dr. Shelley in 2028 in November.
All right.
Thank you.
Tyler, what are the deadlines for?
I need to double check on that. I want to say it's August or September.
It's August.
August.
You need to put the paper by July. You need to go for the register voter if you're interested to run again, please. Yeah, and the deadline would be August.
I'll give
July.
You the exact dates of August.
Yeah.
Like 1st of August or something?
Yeah. And it would be August, but they open the door. Will be in July, after the 4th of July.
4th of July, so
yeah.
between July 4th and August something?
Yes, August would be closed.
1st of August, or do you?
I have no idea.
And the, and the qualifications is they have to be 18?
Yes.
And they have to be a resident in the district, the water district.
Yeah, if you are not, you cannot run. Not easy.
All right. Are there any director's comments?
No.
I just want to thank you for the presentation of Brian at the library. That was kind of cool to be.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. I have no comments at this time. Our next board meeting will be February 18th. At that time, we'll do interviews of any of the interested candidates, and we'll do that in open forum. Open session.
Thank you.
Yes,
so
Mr. Grover.
Right. Go on questions here now?
Yes, please do.
Okay, so I'm looking back over the stuff about the Pinecrest House. People keep on asking paper stories about this. So my understanding was that in there was the check for the commission, down payment, and opening the escrow. That was $25,000 February 19th, and it was period of the March warrants, and that was written to Director Olson, right? And how
can I? That's not commission. There's no commission in that.
Okay, it just said down payment and open escrow. What it said.
Yes, down payment and open escrow, but no commission because the board didn't. The district did not pay commission.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And yes, it was to open.
And originally that came out of Mr. Olson's personal account.
So you were being reimbursed because you had.
Yes, and we decided that it would be best if we didn't negotiate as the district with deeper pockets than an individual. So I was the straw man buyer. And when, once we opened escrow, we changed the escrow instructions to make the buyer the district rather than
okay.
me personally.
Right, so there was some there's a story that your wife got a commission for that sale, but that's
not
true. And then also someone saying that perhaps it went to her daughter, but there was no commission.
Oh, there was a commission, but the district did not pay the commission. The seller paid the commission.
And that was to Alex.
That was to Alex Cameron.
Okay. Seller paid that. Okay. And you've had a, there was some work necessary in the house when you picked it up. I guess I've heard there was some work you offered.
Yes, there are some things that needed to be repaired, and some things that need to be upgraded, and some things that need to be changed so it'd be suitable for our use.
And was you still using GNW as a contractor you've been using for?
He's been very good on time and on budget and on making sure that the work is quality done. Quality work has been done.
On time, on budget. You've been satisfied with his work. And I know it's hard to find a contractor.
It is. It's hard to find a contractor up here that works on the projects that we need work on the time frame that we need it to be done.
And his people that show up.
Let's see. And so, about how much was the final tab for this repair renovation upgrade?
We had an initial budget for the purchase of the property and all additional work that needed to be done, and Mr. Hosni can remind you of that number.
Yeah, like around $80,000.
No, the total number that we were going to spend for the house and improvements.
800 total.
800 total was the number that we had set as the total that we were going to spend on that property. And so that's what we've kept to, is 800 or under.
Right, so we've heard that that house was not exactly move-in ready when it was purchased.
Well, depends on how you look at it. Some people would have moved in right away, but we chose to do some improvements before we moved in.
So
I would have moved in right away. It would have been fine for me.
I would have moved in too.
Yeah.
It was inhabitable.
It was inhabitable. I heard there was an unconventional upstairs arrangement with a bathroom opening to the hallways.
Almost like it was in Idaho.
Bachelor architect's fantasy from the 70s or something, you know?
There are some modifications that need to be done.
I agree.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about somebody's housekeeping woman. Housekeeping. If I crow up my ass.
There are some structures in Idaho that have curious workmanship.
Curious. So there's a great, unconventional, curious workmanship. All right. And I heard the floors had to be leveled. There was some foundation work or something.
There's some work that had to be done in some spots that need to be improved because there's natural settling that takes place in Idaho quite frequently.
Yeah. And there's, of course, there'd be cleaning, paint, carpeting, those flooring, that kind of stuff.
Naturally.
All right. Those are most of it. That's what I wanted to ask. Thank you.
Excellent. And I would add that all the money that we spend on that house, we will probably recoup someday if we ever decide to sell the house. It's not money that's gone from the district's coffers. It's money that's been reassigned to a asset that gains value.
Generally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's under Idlewild Water District, which means for new generation that we have forever.
Yeah, and the check that was written that never appears on the warrants. The purchase price of the house doesn't appear on the warrants.
Say it again.
Where was the purchase price put on the books?
It was a wire transfer. It wasn't a warrant. It was a wire transfer.
Yeah.
The wire transfers show up as a warrant?
Yes.
Okay.
So what month would that have been?
It's already in the financial statement. You find the sales debate, $725,000.
$725,000. So I looked through the board packets for the year and didn't see it.
It showed. I can show it to you.
But the wires, I don't think, show up on there.
And the warrant, warrant listing
the
that we have?
The wires don't show under the warrants.
Yeah.
We did it.
Because that's why that's why I think he couldn't find it, is because I don't think it's
on. Right. It might just go through the month of the back.
No, it just goes.
So it came with a wire,
yeah.
But the Mr. President, he's the one went and did the rest of the money. Mm-hmm. The rest of the money. But the $25,000 Mr. Olson took it is already in the closing cost, say $25,000 to open the escrow.
That was the earnest money.
Yes.
I was the negotiating agent or something.
I was the straw man buyer.
Straw man buyer. Yeah. have it individualized as opposed to the...
Correct.
Right.
So we opened escrow with the earnest money deposit of a $25,000, which ultimately went to the purchase price.
Yeah. But we, most likely we don't do wires as a, for internal control, we don't do wires. So the president, thank you. He went for his time and we did the wire to the escrow company. But I have the closing cost if you want to take a copy from it.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah. And the other question that occurred to me is, has this gentleman who moved into the house yet?
Yeah.
You happy there?
Yeah.
I love it.
You like that house, Cosby?
I drive 1 hour and 15 minutes every day.
Do you let him go play volleyball over there?
If he wants, but I don't think he wants to exert some energy.
Yes, family. Excuse me. My name is Schumann. I'm coming to sleep. You have a room for him?
He's got three bedrooms.
I would be shy to stay with his
room. All right. Thank you.
Anything else?
That's good for that. Thank you.
Because we have a transparency award and we got to.
You guys are
doing
a heck of a job right
here.
For you, if you're watching.
Thank you.
All right, if there's no other public comments, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 4-0.
Thank you.
How are you doing? Good.
Good.
Amazing.
That's
an hour.
Yep.